Turning to the movies, Kevin Costner is back in the saddle again, riding some of the same high country that brought him his only Oscars back in 1990 with Dances with Wolves. But Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says this time, Costner should have been packing some extra iron.
Say what you like, think what you will, scoff if you must, and you will. But Kevin knows Westerns. But while Mr. Costner's open range is potent, it's also problematical. While the action is intense, the emotions are unavoidably corny.
Beautiful country. Man can get lost out here. Forget there's people and things that ain't so simple as this.
Open Range co-stars Robert Duvall and Annette Bening in a story of free-range cowboys matched against the dark forces of cowtown corporate tyranny.
I got the biggest spread around these parts. Big 93 or 4 put together. Build it up with my own two hands, piece by piece, along with this town. And there ain't no free-grazed cattle gonna take the feed off my cattle on this range.
Its strength is its sense of the mythical West, the exhilarating place where men have to do what men have to do. More on that later. Open Range is helped by strong acting. Duvall perfectly fits the role of cantankerous boss spearman, of whom it is said, "Old boss sure can cowboy, can he?" While Costner is effective as Charlie Waite, someone with a mysterious past.
Charlie, you all right?
I'm fine.
Seems like you was, you know.
I said I'm fine, just got some old feelings coming up.
As for Bening, she brings an essential humanity and believability to the kind of woman who, boss says, makes a man want to sit down roots. Yes, they really do say things like that in Open Range, a whole lot of them. This is a film whose characters all talk like they've watched way too many Saturday matinee westerns.
That rancher sat in that jailhouse sort of sneering and letting his lawman lay down the law till he figured it was time to show us that he gave the orders around here. Ooh, sticks in my craw.
Maybe people really did say, let's rustle up some grub. But dialogue like that only makes you wince. If the boys broke into a heartfelt chorus of Don't Fence Me In, it would not be out of place.
I want you to know that if I don't ever see you again, that I meant everything I said to you. And I appreciate everything you said to me.
The paradox of Open Range is that once the inevitable climactic gun battle begins to unfold, the film's shortcomings matter less and less. The rush of events combined with the acting and the sense of place to propel and validate Costner's efforts to a surprising extent.
Men are going to get killed here today soon. I'm going to kill him.
With its echoes of gunfight at the OK Corral and Unforgiven, Open Range's showdown is powerful stuff. It achieves the level of myth the rest of the film strives for. Open Range's greatest strength is as a piece of Western romance concocted for a willing, perhaps even desperate audience. With so few certainties in our lives, we're hungry for a time when everyone knew what was what. Or at least we thought we did.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Steve Inskeep, I'm Renee Montagne.